I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession podcast with me, John Cadogan, and starting the podcast means only one thing. It's live. Devon must be missing an angel. Live from Tynmouth, is that right?
Tynmouth.
It's Tynmouth, Charlie Baker.
John. Just outside the pier.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is not open, and I'm looking for a cup of coffee, and it's, of course, 8 o'clock in Tynmouth. Too early to open the coffee shops. No one wants a coffee in the morning. What are you on about?
Well, I was in Devon at the weekend in Brixham. I went down for the game, saw some family. It was in Brixham. Was closed, I'm afraid to report. If anybody's thinking of going to Brixham, it is currently shut. It will open again in about April.
I mean, there must be a reason. I know it's off-season, but you think people would still want, like, I'll find a cup of coffee in a minute and we'll have a live... Got me buying a coffee situation.
I was in the blue. Good, isn't it? I was in the Blue Anchor pub, just on the harbour in Brixham, at about 6 o'clock on Saturday night with three other people while they were playing "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" at full volume.
Oh,
at which point I did have to reassess what I was doing with my life.
No, you're doing very good. I like Brixham. I like the whole of it. I mean, look, listen to that. Whoa, that's why I've come down here, John, to get that. sound effect in the background.
It sounded like a car going past and driving through a puddle, to be honest.
Oh, it's proper sea. So I'm down here because of a couple of work reasons, but also, man, I could go to the match last night, John, and I'm still high on the match last night.
How was the match? It was another mental match.
This is a National League football podcast, but yeah. We are both Talk United fans. So anyone new joining us, we do try and cover the whole of the league. We do look at it through the kaleidoscope of our Talk United experiences. Often. That's better, isn't it? John, look, I'm going to get right down near the sea.
Sound like you're in it.
I'm going down a little jetty now. Listen to that. There it is.
I'm afraid we can't really...
Can't really hear it. Oh, it's coming up here.
Yeah, we can sort of hear it.
That's a shame. I could be just going, shh.
To be honest, if you'd done it for it, you could just be at home.
Oh, sad times. Nice for me to come down here, isn't it? But it's a good fun thing. Loads of good fun things last night.
Mm-hmm.
Torquay v Dorking in the National League.
Yeah.
Yeah, division. Is it called anymore? probably should know after 190 odd episodes.
This is 196.
Oh, God, getting a bit close. I went with my mum, right? And my mum went. My mum's been twice. Second time she's been in 15 years, 20 years. And she met with my brother the other day because he was down.
Yeah.
And that was the four all.
It was four all.
She went last night and it was three all.
So she's
loving it. She's like, oh, this. When we went 3-1 down, it was brilliant having her with me because when we went 3 down, when they'll score. They always score. You weren't easy.
Oh, she knew. Man, she knew. She's seen 14 goals in two games. Yeah. She knew.
She's watched the old Altrincham game, the Derby game on the telly, and Pete Dorking last night.
Mm. Completely.
I enjoyed it. There were a few Roger and Brian's around, but no.
Yes, I had a few on Sunday. Yeah,
didn't seem to be too much discontent, which was. But I mean, it was so funny because Dorking had 49 fans. See, when we scored, you couldn't hear them. You know. So it just went silent. Whenever they, so it was like my mum. But it is a bit like. Have they scored? Is that a goal? Because no one's cheering. No one's making any noise at all. I like Dorking. I liked them. The way they played is really good. They play this pass out from the back, and then their front bloke, their striker is quick, proper pace up front.
They leave people forward at all even when they're defending, don't they? So
they're trying to stretch everybody, and everybody goes out wide. They're not quite good enough to play the game at the back in the BT Sport program we did this week about the National League. Anyone wants to find that, Humphrey Kerr, chief executive of Wrexham, said you have to take your hat off to him. and I said, well, if he looks like the sort of person, if he did take his hat off, he'd have another hat underneath. Which I don't think
that was
made
one
the
of my
edit.
Favorite line. No, it did. I watched it last night.
Oh, did
it?
Oh, good.
It did make
oh, good.
The edit. Yeah,
doesn't it? He does it like he's all hat. It's hat.
I'd like to know what.
I
would like to just see what is underneath the hat, because there's a lot of forehead before the hat.
A lot of height.
Yeah,
a lot of height on the hat. But I liked them. I liked them. They look.
I like
they
him as well. He's he's funny.
Like
I watched this post-match interview. He's good value.
I like him. He loves the game, and the team were playing. The team played really. I thought they were good. You know, they cut us apart. They cut for 20 minutes. We couldn't get up close to them. When it was 1-0 at 45 minutes, and then at 54 minutes it was 3-1.
that's the goal this season. Thanks.
We did have a laugh. We did have a right laugh. I saw Andy Charles. Hello, Andy. Very nice to have a chat with you. That was very nice. Andy came over and had a nice chat with us. And I went in the club shop at the moment, John. And they have. I don't know if they've always. I don't think they've always had it, but they've got it, and it's ever excellent value. Don't bother buying shorts if you want to.
I had to look at the club shop on Sunday, and I couldn't see this.
On the way in on the left, right, as you go in, they're selling old players' shorts and like training shorts in small, medium, large, and extra large, and XXL for £3.
That is cheaper than Sports Direct.
That is cheap.
Sports Direct.
But if you've just got to need a pair of shorts for like five a side or whatever, get that the Nike one for £5. Anyway, I bought some Vandenelles, some white and Vandenelles. And I said to Mama, what I'll do is, I don't know what era this is from. I sort of recognize them. They're white with a yellow stripe down the side. But I really like them. They're really good. But I said, what I'll do is I'll put them on the Natobs Pod Twitter feed. And someone, I expect Andy Charles, is what I said, will tell me what they are. And then Andy Charles came over before I had a chance to put anyway, I showed him to Andy. He couldn't work it out. He was furious, absolutely furious.
I can tell you which kit that is.
But then he came back at the end of the game to tell me, he found them, and it was 2009. Is
2009, 10. I'm just holding it up there to the screen.
That,
there they are.
Was that look at that? Is that a good season?
That's the away kit from when we got. That was our first season back in League Two, I think. White with a bit of yellow on the side. So the number nine good then was probably.
And it's embroidered. The Talk United is embroidered. They're lovely. But who was number nine then?
Well, was it? No, it wasn't Tim Sills, was it? Because he was number eight, I think. So was it Scott Rendell? Because we signed him that season.
Yes, we did. That's nice.
So it might be Scott Rendell, yeah.
Yeah, it might be, because they've got a nine on them, but someone's done it wrong. They've done the ironing wrong, so it's just like a white patch with a nine under the
I bet it's Scott Rendell's old shorts. No, he was
not. But in many ways, that makes them worth more, John, because, you know, it's like, you know, the Penny Black, no, not the Penny Black, the stamp with the upside-down plane. You know that story? It's worth a fortune, isn't it? The stamp with the upside-down plane. Now, Google that, John. Tell us how much that is.
Sorry, I'm still looking. I'm still trying to work out. Tim Sills was number eight. Scott Rendell was number 10. So it was number nine.
It wasn't Adebayo. Was in there last year?
No. I know Grits came. Didn't Grits come back briefly that season on loan? I think he did.
No, maybe. Number nine.
Who knows? We'll work it out. Andy Charles.
If you know, let us know.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, what were you asking? Oh, the plane.
How much is the plane? The upside down. The stamp with the upside down plane.
Stamp with the upside down plane. Yeah, the inverted Jenny. Wow.
Yeah, they are. that's the system that Dorking play.
Well, you know, oh God, he deployed an inverted Jenny there. 60 minutes noticed.
I think we should try and deploy the inverted Jenny. I see your Jenny was inverted.
Well, you know, we tried an inverted Jenny.
here's something, John. I'm outside the pavilions, Tynmouth. And what I mean, this is genuinely by chance. I'm outside the Pavilions Theatre, Tim. It's a very nice theatre. I've done a show there before, and I'm doing another show there. I've got a little tour coming up. But I will be there at Tynmouth Pavilions with my show, 24 Hour Pasty People, on the 24th of February.
Oh, so exciting.
When that's for sale, I will tell people. Perhaps I'll get John to come down and we can be Roger and Brian or something. maybe not. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I do know what I'm doing. The show is going to be.
He does know what he's doing.
Yes. You see most of it, haven't you?
Just for full clarity, yeah.
Wrote some of it.
Should we work out what's coming out of this week's
podcast? Yes, what's coming
out
in the podcast?
Come on, then. On this week's edition of the podcast, well, I feel like we've done a lot of it already. To be honest.
A big chat about Tynmouth, the inverted Jenny, and Talk United. We'll be doing that.
It was all there. Oh, we've done it. We'll obviously look back on Tuesday and Wednesday in the National League, but we've got loads of those letters as well. Millions.
Oh, good. Well, it'll be a letter special now. I'm on 10% battery. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find someone I can buy a charger. Smiths, we're in. Phone solutions, John. You think they'd be open? That's not open.
No.
Not open. Right, let me just get a charger and then... quite sure what Smith's business plan is. There seems to be a lot of things, and none of them done well.
I don't think we've ever done an episode live from a WH Smith's before.
Live from Smith's. Hello, sorry, do you sell phone chargers at all?
We do. Are you after an Android or Apple?
Apple.
They're 19.
Okay. All right, okay. I'll find one somewhere else. Thank you very much. Cheers. Live being.
What happened there at the end? How much was it?
It was £19.
£19.
Anyway, so that's what's coming up in the podcast, John. That's going to be very.
It's sort of all there, isn't it? Yeah.
A trip round Tynmouth is more than exciting.
But who else is doing that?
Lovely time.
Where else can you find you going into WH Smith and being leased for a charger? 19 quid. The average price of a charger in Tynmouth is 19.
19.
Paul Hardcastle once said.
Follow up single, not as popular follow
up. He never did anything, that one.
Yeah. He had to leave it a while because everyone was like, what's a phone charger?
You'll see, says Paul. You'll see.
Home direct. They look good. That's the sort of place I want in there.
Okay, Home Direct.
Can't even tell if they're open.
Well, it is 8:49, so I'd imagine everything opens in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's not 9 o'clock, John.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Okay, you carry on.
Right, well, let's do the National League.
I'll continue the stroll round. Stroll round Timber. Is it Greg's? Let's get a cup of coffee, John.
Okay. Well, while you're ordering
you carry
a coffee,
on. You talk, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what happened in the National League on Tuesday. Feel free to order whenever you're ready.
Thank you very much. You carry on.
It was Altrincham 0, Barnet 2 on Tuesday night. So Barnet continuing to put together a really strong run of form. Yeah, just a point off the playoffs with that result and a good win.
Hello, mate. Can I get a flat white, please? That's it. Thank you. I am listening. Thanks. I am listening, John. Carry on. You can carry on now. Sorry.
Barnet 2, Altrincham 0 is what I said.
Good.
Barnet,
yeah, very
two.
Good. Yeah. That is a good result for them.
Good result for Barnet.
For
Altrincham. Yeah.
We need Altrincham to slide down.
Yeah, sorry, Gene, but we do. It's dog eat dog, and
we need is Bryn eat Bryn.
It was a Bournemouth 1, York City 1. Just again.
Going to that.
If a tree falls in the woods and all that, I mean, God, terrible.
Who scored for York? Manny Duku.
No, Lionel John Lewis.
His name is a shop.
His name is a shop, yeah.
His name is a shop. Greg's for a coffee. Nowhere else is open.
Well,
the Carpenters. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Which Carpenters song Carpenters. Was that? We couldn't quite hear.
Oh, hold on a minute. Is it Christmas?
I know. Oh, is it that one?
Christmas song already.
It's not a great...
I suppose it is now. I suppose it is November.
I suppose not. The Carpenters, one of their best works, to be honest. Eastleigh.
What's good is the Greg's is opposite the old Java coffee house, which is slam shut and dark. So
Devon is closed.
We've done everything we can do. I don't know why we're having this shut.
It does say that when you're on the M5 and it says welcome to Devon, there is a sign that says sorry, we're closed, and then they'll just turn that back round.
We have done everything possible to keep the old Java house open. Absolutely everything we could do except open in the morning. So, it's all right. Enough slagging off the old Java house.
Enough. Aaron Java house.
Take your coffee. Your coffee talk, you know.
Paul Starbuckle. Doesn't really work, does it?
John, you're good at it.
Not bad.
It's like you do it for a living all day, every day.
Eastleigh 5, Maidstone United 2. So Maidstone were actually 2-1 up at half time and then went down to 10 men and chucked it away in the second half. Eastleigh pulled it back 5-2.
I need Maidstone to drop like a stone.
Rhys Greenwich of Maidstone.
What time did he score?
We all set our clocks by whatever time Rhys Greenwich says it is, but he scored it. He scored at both ends, which is always fun.
Well, what he does in his own time is up to him.
Was it an inverted Jenny? I don't know.
Inverted Jenny is a lovely new thing for the Natobs pod, isn't it? Really is.
Solihull Moors 0, Halifax 1, which is a great result for Halifax. Solihull Moors' first home defeat of 2022, not just the season, of 2022. Wow.
They are good. I think someone will come in Ian Hardley. He's very, very good. And he's sort of like, you're a proper manager, isn't he? £19 in Smith is looking good because nowhere else sells it. They've got
Hey, charge what they want.
Charge what we want. Lovely. Carry on, John.
Southend 2, Notts County 2. That match was on the TV. But despite that, still a season high crowd at Roots Hall. 6,600 for a match on the TV. It's pretty impressive.
Very good. Well, they're doing very, very well.
Looking really, really good. Do you think they're going to win the playoffs?
And they're going to win the playoffs. That's if they still exist, because they keep having these winding up orders.
Oh, right.
The bloke then pays or does whatever he needs to do on the day, and then they go again. Absolutely ridiculous situation.
They've got a good young team there. Good young men.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they are looking good.
They're going to be good. I thought they looked really good.
Yeah, like you say, hopefully they're still knocking around at the end of the season.
Greg's got. Greg's coffee is utterly gross.
Well,
but I shall continue to.
I could probably see that coming, to be honest. I'll be honest.
Closed market. I'm outside Tynwith Jazz and Blues Club, which I didn't exist, which also appears to be a hairdresser's. What a lovely mix. Perhaps I'll do my gig in there. Butchers is open, John, if you want to get some gammon before nine.
They'll only do you jazz and blues haircuts, though, unfortunately, if you do go in.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have to ask for a John Coltrane or a Charlie Parker.
Sure, back. Just the wall. A Glenn Miller, please.
Sheffield nil, Maidenhead nil was the other result from Tuesday night.
Oh, no, imagine that.
Blimey.
Did we do an equation?
We didn't, because that was a midweek equation. So it was about right. Well, there was three games on Wednesday night as well. We talked about Torquay 3, Dorking 3.
Did we talk about it enough, though?
I think we've done it. I think we've covered it. Bromley nil Woking 2, which is a really, really good result for Woking, because that was just the sort of game where they would slip up.
F4s, John. Woking a bloody 4.
They're unbelievable so far this season, and they did it in the second half as well. 0-0 at halftime. And then scored a couple in the second half.
Lloyd Griffith's tip for the top.
To fourth, yeah. Well, look, nobody ever won anything in November.
Well, some people will win Guy of the Year in November. Best fireworks.
Best fireworks.
The Cricket World Cup is in
Cricket
November. Someone will win.
Some
that.
Things have been won in November.
No one ever won the National League.
The National League.
I think it's what you meant to say.
It's what I meant.
Yeah, I think we all knew that, and it was just me being a bit of a
facetious.
Facetious, there we are.
Scunthorpe 1, Wrexham 3 was the other result from Wednesday as well.
Yeah, it's top of the league, and they go top of the league.
They go top, yeah.
I think they might stay there a long time.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Push on and on and on and on. I will just say, I'm terribly sorry. We'll just say... we are going to get Humphrey on our show in the next by Christmas.
He's coming on, Christmas special.
He's a lovely, lovely man, and they are doing all the right things. There is nothing that can stop Wrexham getting out of the league this season. I absolutely guarantee it.
No offense, Humphrey, and I'll say this to your face when you come on the podcast: we want you gone. Please get out of our lives.
Out you get. That's enough. Thank you very much.
Do you quickly want to do the Maidenhead equation for Saturday? Because they are away Aldershots.
Okay.
So, league position, Maidenhead are 15th, Aldershot are 17th.
Yeah. Already got my vibe. I'm working on my vibes. But we know it's not vibes.
It's science. Money spent, probably not. Huge difference. I would have thought about the same. Expectation.
Maidenhead to win is the expectation.
Is it really?
Yes, definitely.
Plus distance, pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close to each other.
Not far.
I'm going to say an Aldershot win.
Monarch death, personal interest, proximity to London.
That's all pretty good, isn't it?
I think Aldershot win.
I think Aldershot win, but that is our reading of the Maidenhead equation. Other people might have a different reading of it.
Other readings,
What's never wrong is the equation, the reading of it, maybe.
Just the interpretation of it, yeah.
Exactly. So, right, John, there's a co-op, and there is Home Direct. Home Direct is now open. I'm going to go, I wonder if I'm allowed in with my coffee. Let's have a quick look in here before we carry on with the podcast. Hold on a second. Hello, do you sell phone chargers at all?
Yeah, they're hanging out with the lifeboats on the wall.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
The lifeboats, what?
No, the light bulbs.
Oh, I thought you said with the lifeboats.
Over there with the light bulbs.
Over there are the lifeboats, yeah.
To be honest, this is the sort of shop you could buy anything. I wouldn't be surprised they did sell
just
a
in the corner
bulb.
There. You see that huge lifeboat in the corner? Yeah.
$2.99.
There you go.
Visit Home Direct. £19. Visit Home Direct. Everything you want at good prices. Massive magnifying glass. You want that? They've got it. A yarn set. They've got it. Cheers, bud. Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.
Do you need a
machine? No, it's fine. I don't need the penny, mate. Okay. Thanks a lot. Cheers. Did you hear me then? That was just for the podcast. That bit. I don't need the penny.
I don't need
I'm
the penny.
Right. I'm doing all right, John.
Man. Yeah. Leave it for the lifeboats.
Hey, keep the penny, mate.
Treat yourself.
There next. Good, there we are. Smashing. Let's move on. That's the national. This is the national. What is it? There's the national obsession.
The national obsession.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. Plymouth Indoor Bowling Club. Ring Dale, 0166-770-139. It's what he's doing since he retired from the old computer game. from the laptop game.
He's retired now, living in Tynmouth.
He's running Tynmouth Indoor Bowling Club.
Shall we do some letters?
Oh, have we got any letters, John?
We've got loads of letters. Come on.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters? You've told me there are letters.
There are loads of letters. Let's get going. Neil Barley with his second letter. Oh.
Lemon. Good old Lemon.
He says, hi, Lemon Barley here. I think we must have christened in Lemon before.
Yeah, that's not, his name. That's
not
good, yeah.
Oats and beans and.
On the ice, Lemon.
Which is the other option. He says, thank you for me reading out my letter on the coffee shop. I remember this. It was a coffee shop in Torquay that had lots of celebrity pictures on the wall, and he was trying to remember where it was.
I remember
the letter, but I don't know the place. Anyway, he says, thank you for reading out my letter on the coffee shop that I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, while on my holiday in Torquay, I stayed at a campsite, Widdicombe Farm.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Where the people of a certain older age.
Is that in Torquay?
It's not really, is it? Let's be honest.
Widdicombe Farm? Is it in? Well, maybe it is. Maybe they've called it that. It's like when people call, like, their shit B&B. Like, London's West End B&B, yeah. and it's in
Shepherd's Bush or something, yeah. Widdicombe Farm. Oh, that's the campsite, isn't it? Yeah, so Widdicombe Farm. And actually, it is on the A380, just near Malden and Cockington. So it's one of those. It's exactly that.
Well, lovely. Lovely stuff. Well done to them. It's like... There's a comedy club in London called Covent Garden Comedy Club, and it's on the embankment. about as far from Covent Garden as you can get.
Anyway, he says, while on my holiday in Torquay, I stayed at a campsite called Widdicombe Farm, where the people of a certain older age were hand jiving to a man with a guitar called Ricky Tempo. Is he a Torquay legend?
Ricky Tempo, that's how he sounds good. Him up now, he'll be there. He'll be a club act. He'll be great. He'll be absolutely great. Hi, good evening. Her name was Lola. Hey, she was a showgirl.
There he is, Ricky Tempo. Oh yeah, there he is, a very popular guitar vocalist with repeat bookings all over the Southwest.
Yes, Ricky Tempo. Imagine if he's out of time. Every song he plays is out of time.
Oh, look at. Oh my goodness me.
Is he great? Is he great? We're gonna have to book him, John.
I'm going to send you a picture of Ricky Tempo with a varied repertoire from music from the 50s through to the present day. He's the perfect choice for any age and any audience in hotels, parks, pubs and clubs.
Don't get jealous, John. Just because last week we did a bit of music, people liked it. And now you're thinking, I could be the new Ricky Tempo. But, oh, I like him. What's he got there? He's got the old Fender Strat.
Yeah.
I think you've lost your gig as my support act. I won't.
Support from Ricky Tempo. Neil, thank you very much for your letter.
Was that just a letter, was it? Making us aware of Ricky Tempo. Was just that letter from Ricky Tempo?
rtempo@hotmail.com. Yeah. Clive Hayward gets in touch again. Hello, Clive.
On the ice, Clive.
He says, is John going to release an album, Cadogan Plays the Greats, for the Christmas market?
Oh, lovely. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
and Clive says, anyway, Koss, Curly ND, Radicchio Iceberg. There you go. Letters from a listener on the ice, Clive. Clive, we could reverse your FOF number with gags like that.
Why? Clive's got, he just likes to be involved. And he's always very creative.
Yeah,
and he's coming top. I think he's pushing for FOF of the year again, which I don't even know if we're doing, Clive. So it might be sort of a bit of a waste of time, really. Might be a one time only the FOF of the year. I'm not sure.
Daisy Teller might be FOF of the year in perpetuity.
Thanks, Colin.
It's a bit of a Hayward special, as Mrs. Hayward also writes in Celia Hayward.
Oh, I like it when Mrs. Hayward gets involved. Did she ever send three letters, John?
Well,
you got a FOF number.
This is a good point. Should we work out which number this is? And I'm just looking.
Yeah.
One, two. This is actually letter number four. Sorry, Celia.
Maybe we gave her a FOF number before, no?
We didn't. I've actually got it. I've got the database in front of me for once. Celia,
this is your chukunk.
Pigeon.
This is your FOF number.
FOF 64. When I'm FOF 64.
Yeah, will you need me? Will you get your piano there, John? Or if you were Ricky Tempo. You're Ricky Tempo. If I was doing this podcast with Ricky Tempo, he'd just pick up his guitar then and knocked out when I'm 64 on the Fender Strat.
Well, can't do the podcast with Ricky Tempo then.
I might do, yeah. Tempo Obsession. Episode 200 is John's left and it's me and Ricky Tempo. he knows nothing about the National League. Nothing. So nothing new there.
But he can play the hits of the Shadows.
Exactly, yeah. Down, 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 da, down, da, down.
Last weekend, Cecilia, we were having a mini break in the Lake District to see our eldest son, Matty, who's a teacher near Stockport. Our youngest son. Our youngest son, Zach, who is autistic, and I joined Matty, Grace, my husband, Clive, to watch Torquay v Notts County. The weather was lovely, but the result was 5-0 to County. Celia, it was 4. You've given him an extra goal.
Celia.
Come on, only Celia. 4. Come on.
Come on. I hope Matty's not teaching math.
Apparently, Zach didn't really enjoy the game as it was too noisy, but he now thinks that we are bad luck. Which is a bit of a same. Yeah. Talkie has since won 6-1 to Aldershot and drew with Derby. So maybe we should leave the cheering of the Mighty Yellers to Clive and Matty. Keep up the podcast, even if it's not a Talkie United podcast, on the ice. Celia.
I don't know if you know, I was in the club shop last night and they do sell Talkie United ear defenders.
Mm.
So maybe there's a little idea for Christmas.
Lovely. Celia, FOF 64.
So Celia, you are FOF 64.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Jamie Holmes.
What was Matty's brother called?
Zach.
Zach is FOF 65.
Oh, okay. Kudunch.
Kudunch.
We're handing them out with gay abandon.
If three members of your family write in.
Oh, new rule.
New rule. Then the fourth member automatically gets the FOF number. That is a new rule.
And that's like Monopoly, unfortunately. You got four Haywards. So,
yeah.
If you land on a Hayward, it's bad news.
Absolute nightmare. Jamie, FOF 64 and 65, lovely.
Jamie Holmes, I think it's the first time we've heard from him, says, Sherlock. Evening, Sherlock. He says, on the ice.
Or under the hammer.
He says, anyway, I'm seeking advice. My stepson, Joe, says Aaron Jarvis will score loads this season. I disagreed. Yeah. At the start of the season. I mean, what with him not having scored loads previously? So I was confident. I said if Jarvis scored 10 goals, I would give my stepson 100 quid. It was all going well until the older shit game. And he goes and scores a hat trick. So now panic on. Looking for options, looking for options. I've tried to cash out. I've offered him 50 quid. He's not taking it. I've offered him the third kit, the beetroot purple circuit. He loves it, but he doesn't want it. So he says, I'm screwed. On the one hand, I want Jarvis to score.
Buy his own third kit with the 100 quid.
With the 100 quid and have money to spare. So he says, on the one
hand,
I
want money over.
I do want Jarvis
to keep your third kit.
On the one hand, I do want Jarvis to score 20 goals. On the other, 10 goals will cost me 100 quid. Any suggestions? Jamie, your first letter. Thank you very much.
Jamie, that was an excellent first letter. Don't think we're going to be in any way involved in giving you any money towards the £100. If Aaron Jarvis scores 20 goals, I'll give you £10 towards the £100.
£50 a goal. I did see Aaron Jarvis in Babbicombe on Sunday morning before the game wished him good luck. And so if he does get to 20 goals, it is very much on me, but I will not be contributing.
But John, also, since you gave him that advice, he hasn't scored.
He hasn't scored at all.
There's been 5 goals since then, none of them from him.
Dan Elliott gets in touch, a second email from Dan, because he says he thought he'd write you a second letter from George, my son, and I. His pre-season is over, we're firmly in the new season now, the clocks have gone back, and everything's great. He's very, very excited, really enjoying the team this year. I'm just going to have to praise it a little bit, because we are a little bit strapped for time. But he does say, are we still having a 200th episode party in February for dorking away at John's house?
Another thing we forgot. Is it your house, John, isn't it?
It was around mine before dorking.
Big party, all the spots, 65 people coming over, John.
Okay, we're going to have to I might have to erect some sort of marquee in the garden or something.
They're all coming. Moira Kitson, she's going to be there, John. We haven't heard from her in 3 years. But
Moira Kitson's coming with an axe, literally. Dan also says, please can we have even more Roger and Brian, as they do remind me of a certain generation that would come around to my grandparents' house in Ashburton moaning about the quality and the price of meat from the butchers in the town centre. Bloody hell.
It's not what it was, is it? Bloody hell, Dewar. Poor Gristle.
Thank you very much, Dan.
These are all sawdust. Bloody hell.
I've gone vegan. Where's your vegan option?
What's that all about? Bloody hell.
Charlie Hewings has sent an email, and he did decide to go to the game on Sunday in full kit.
Yes.
And it was lucky. Picture. And Charlie, fantastic effort. Charlie's campaign is taking off. And Charlie Hewings does also say he did notice Roger and Brian walking out of Playmore in the 90th minute before Will Goodwin's goal.
Yeah. Anyhow. Again.
Rubbish.
Charlie Hewings, I don't know if you know, if you do wear full kit to a game, instant FOF number, John. Has he got a FOF number, John?
He's FOF 46.
He gets the cut. Oh, he's FOF 46. There we are. 20 numbers ago.
He might as well quickly do Kieran Weymouth, because he says this is his first ever email. We'll finish with Pete Garley.
Okay,
he says,
lovely,
Kieran says, I've been listening to the podcast for a while now. It's the first letter in what can only be described as an audacious attempt at getting my own FOF number. Kieran.
Oh, no. Kieran.
What are you doing?
What a disaster. Go back and listen.
Do not pass go. Kieran. Do not collect the £100.
Thank you for the letter. Is his name Kieran Weymouth?
Kieran Weymouth. Not Kieran in Weymouth. He's called Kieran Weymouth. He says, he's Kieran Weymouth when he lives in Edinburgh. he lives in Edinburgh. Doesn't get down to as many games as work is also an obstacle, but I'm gearing up nicely for Gateshead away. So he's a talkie fan, a talkie podcast.
I would love to go Gateshead away, but I can't see that happening.
He says, sadly, I don't have much interesting to say other than my girlfriend thinks Dean Moxey looks like Vincent van Gogh.
Well, that is true. That's very
There's
good.
A bit of van Gogh in him.
And it's good. Your girlfriend's contributed something excellent.
Yeah.
To the podcast there.
Lovely. And finally,
very good.
Thank you, Kieran. Letter number one from you.
Yeah.
Peter Garley. Garley.
Does it count because he asked for a FOF number, John?
Oh, okay. So we're saying four from. You need another three.
He needs to send three more.
Pete Garley, let's finish with Pete.
Young man, you can Garley.
Garley says, Buenos dias. Sorry for not writing in circa 2 years.
Wow. Pete.
People have been stripped of their FOF numbers for less.
Wow, okay.
But he says, as I get in touch to ask for some support, I now finally understand how it feels to be Vanarama'd because Northampton Town, which is his team, lost to Chesterfield in the FA Cup. I finally regained consciousness, hoping to be released from hospital by the end of the week. Don't know how you guys do it every other week. Also,
the classic Vanarama'ing. Sam Schering plays for Northampton, playing very well, apparently.
He said, Pete finishes by saying he saw a bloke wearing a Torquay United NLS Champions T-shirt in the gym at his uni in Sheffield. So went over to see if he was a listener. But turns out he was a Grimsby fan. Work that out.
Who is that? Oh, what? Is it Rich Mills? No, who is it? We have a Grimsby.
Oh, Rich Mills. But I don't. With all due respect, Rich, I'm not sure Rich is at university anymore.
Let us know, Rich, if you are. Or if you've dropped off a Torquay United National League South Champions T-shirt. I'd love a National League South Champions.
It's either that, it's Lloyd. That's all I can think of.
Unless someone got it and put it in a charity shop in Grimsby.
Yeah.
We need to find out who that is.
We end on a mystery, don't we? Yeah.
That is a really good mystery. We're going to find out who that is. That's going to be the next. Probably forget about it by next week if we're honest.
Almost certainly.
That is such a nice bump. A lot of letters.
And yes, not thank just you so much. United fans.
On the ice, everybody. That is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. John, how do people write to us? Where do they send us a letter or an email?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com, or you can tweet us on @NetOpsPods and follow us on Instagram.
I hope it sounds okay. I mean, it'll sound different, won't it? But it's how we do it when we can. No one's paying
exactly.
us. No,
you've
we do
the tour
we do
of Timmus. You've bought a Greg's coffee, a charger.
Yeah,
what more do you want?
Spoken about Ricky Tempo. We've done the inverted Jenny, which is a whole new bit. Get on board.
We
stuff.
Move.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.